that rolling with jubilation and joy, it is a rolling that has put relief into the minds of Zimbabweans and other nationals who are living in South Africa. It comes with it a relief that now finally both the police and the Department of Home Affairs through its immigration can now follow the law, and the law that they were following before these two sections of the law were struck out was illegal and void. And this is very, very good news for Zimbabweans.
Do you see the South African police complying with this ruling?
They have to comply. Otherwise, if they do not comply, then there will be questions of the rule of law in South Africa, a question that we have been asking about the Zimbabwean situation, and we don't want to see the same happening here, considering that South Africa has got a stronger constitution than any other country in the world.
Most Zimbabweans have been living in South Africa illegally. What's the next step following this ruling for Zimbabweans to stay in that country legally?
Well, they have to legalize their state. That is, that goes without a question. We believe people should legalize their stay. And there are people who want to legalize their stay, but unfortunately, because of what happens at the immigration offices or at the refugee reception offices, people are then worried of going there to apply and legalize their stay. So we want also the Department of Home Affairs, through the Immigration Department, to really make sure that people have easier access to these facilities so that people can really legalize their stay.